We're at Manuel's Tavern. It's a few minutes before 7 o'clock, and the room is filling up.
More than 100 people have gathered here for the spelling bee. Well, actually, it's called something else.
The Atlanta Open Orthographic Meet. It's called that because it's a written spelling bee. It's not one where people actually stand up, and orthographic stands for good writing or correct writing. So,
Nancy Nethery is one of the event's organizers. She's been involved since the late 90s. Larry English, who's been coming since 1988, is sitting at a table with three other past champions. He has won twice. If he wins a third time, he gets to join the planning committee with Nancy. Or as he puts it,
if I win, I don't have to do this anymore.
You sound like this is torture.
Oh, it is. The people that care about this are masochists. So people that don't. I mean, I don't know how you have any fun at all doing this, but some of these people know how. I don't, so.
The spelling meets have four rounds that get increasingly difficult, really difficult.
Like last year, there was the word Wynnum. Jonathan Swift's book, I think, the Wynnum, where this is a race of intelligent horses, and he made up a name for this thing, and it's spelled like H-H-Y-W-Y-W. The hardest words tend to come from other languages. They come from other alphabets, so a lot of those words have come into English, and these guys find those. But if they were all super easy, you would have 25 first place winners.
Everyone's set to begin. They've arranged pencils and sheets of yellow ruled paper next to their glasses of Blue Moon and Guinness. Organizer Dinah Kohler gets on the loudspeaker.
Round one is Pharaoh, a tyrant.
The concentration of an entire bar full of people fills the air for the 20 seconds allotted each word. And then?
Time.
It was not always this way. Things were a bit less formal in the meet's early days in the 1970s at the Stein Club, a now defunct and demolished dive bar on Peachtree Street. One of tonight's more spirited tables, however, is not filled with 40 and 50-something spelling bee vets.
My name is Rula Abisamra, and I have been coming to the meet for 1 year plus this one. I am a champion.
A graduate student at Emory, Rula pretty much came out of nowhere to win last year's spelling meet. Her secret?
I used to read a lot, but I don't anymore. I don't read.
The atmosphere at every table grows a bit more lax in rounds two and three, with far more people out than in.
Number 15.
Yeah.
Coccygodynia. A pain in the tailbone.
In the final round, just five people are left in the running.
Bakanga. A South African dance music that combines traditional.
Those who are doing well, who are drawn here year after year, are not simple literary types at all. Larry English is an engineer, Rula Abisamra is earning an advanced degree in reproductive health, and tonight's winner,
first place is Alan Weekly.
Alan Weekly is a botany professor from North Carolina, in town for the weekend visiting his girlfriend.
Well, I'm completely surprised. I didn't expect to win at all. I've never participated in a spelling bee before. And there were a couple of botanical words, which was nice.
Alan says he'll be back next year to defend his title. Kate Sweeney, WABE.